Scoop. True stories that have made headlines.
The Valiant Lady.
You're going now, Thomas. So soon?
I must, my dear. My men are already waiting outside. I can't keep them any longer.
I see.
Oh, don't look so sad, Blanche. I shall be back before long. Besides, you forget that King Charles needs every man at his side to fight this Oliver Cromwell, as he's called.
Yes, I know, my dear. I understand. It's just that Wardour Castle won't be the same without you.
Oh, you will have plenty to do. You've Cicely and the children with you, so you won't be lonely. And then there are the tenants. I'd like you to care for them while I'm away.
Of course I shall, Thomas. No, I'll not be lonely, only a little anxious. Is all going well in Oxford, Thomas?
I wish I knew. One hears so little. All I know is that the king has been there for a month, that the city is surrounded by parliamentary forces, and that somehow or other, we're going to have to persuade him to leave and consolidate his forces elsewhere. If we can do that, things should improve.
You'll do it, my dear.
And when Cromwell's defeated, I shall return to you as soon as I'm able.
And I shall welcome you.
Blanche, there's only one thing that worries me. What if the parliamentary forces should try to take this castle?
Is that possible?
I'm afraid so. They tell me Cromwell's men are already sweeping across England, searching for malignants, as they call us. What would you do?
I'd defend Wardour Castle to the last extremity.
Ah, that's what I'd hoped you'd say, Blanche. Defend it to the last extremity.
My Lord Andrew.
Ah, there you are, Will. Is everything prepared?
Men are mounted, my Lord, and ready to leave.
Good. Well, I'll come down to them now. Why are you carrying your sword, Will?
Why, my Lord? I thought it was obvious. I can't go into battle without one now, can I?
Must we go through this all over again, Will?
My Lord, you've never ridden to the King's service without me.
Well, this time I must. You remain with Lady Arundel to protect her from the Roundheads.
Surely they're not likely to attack the castle.
I'd say it's a certainty that at least they'll come here. Someone with experience will have to stay with her ladyship.
You can leave it to me, my Lord. We'll hold the castle for you.
God bless you, Will Coombes. Come, my dear. We'll go down to the gate together.
Oh, Father, I do wish you weren't going.
I wish the same, my dear.
If you should see Robin, you'll give him my love?
I most certainly will. And that of the children.
It's been so long.
We must have courage, Cicely. First, we must defeat the Roundheads so that our King Charles I may sit safely on his throne once more. And then we'll all be together again.
I wish I had your courage, Mama.
Nonsense, child. You're only young. Courage comes with age. When you see our son, do as Cicely asks. Give him her love. And mine.
Those will be my first words to him. Goodbye, my love.
Until we meet again, Thomas.
Take care of my family, Will.
I'll do that, my lord. You can be sure I'll do that.
And you, daughter-in-law, don't forget you have two sons who must carry the name of Arundel. Guard them well.
I most certainly will, dear father.
And now, friends, forward in the name of Charles, King of England.
What has happened?
Come quickly, my lady. They're here.
Who are here?
The Roundheads.
The parliamentary forces are here already?
They're coming over the hills towards the castle.
I see. Then we shall have to go and meet them, shan't we?
And then what will you do, my lady?
Exactly what my husband told me to do. Hold the castle to the end.
You're prepared to fight?
It's necessary.
In that case, shall I tell the men?
First, I'll speak to the commander of these Roundheads. After that, it will be time to decide.
Mama! Mama, come quickly. The Roundheads are here.
Yes, my dear, I know. Well, it's just hope.
What shall we do? We'll all be killed.
Take the children into the central tower, Cicely, and stay there with them.
But how can I leave you? What have you...
Do as I say, Cicely. At all costs, your sons must be safe.
But what about
Don't
you?
Don't worry about me. I'll be all right. Will's coming with me so that I can speak to these roundheads.
They'll kill you.
I don't think so, my dear. Now hurry along and do as I ask.
Very well, Mother.
And Cicely, make sure all the women servants are with you. This is work for the men and me. Can you see who's in charge of them, Will?
I think it's the officer on the black horse, my lady. He's coming towards us now.
Oh, yes, I see him. One gets an excellent view from this window, Will. I'll speak to him from here.
Is it quite dignified, my lady?
Would you have me invite him into the castle, Will?
No, my lady. At least, not until our swords are sharpened and our muskets are loaded.
Quiet. He's seen us.
Lady Blanche Arundel.
I am she.
I am Sir Edward Hungerford, commander of the parliamentary forces, at present outside your castle. We are here to arrest Thomas, Lord Arundel.
My husband is not here. He has already left for Oxford and the king.
As we thought. He's a traitor to our cause.
That, sir, is a matter of opinion.
And your son, Robin Arundel?
He is with his father.
You are alone here.
With my daughter-in-law and my servants.
Then you will have the grace to open the gates in the name of Parliament.
Never.
I beg your pardon, madam.
As long as my husband's away, I shall not open the gates.
Then I shall have to blast them down.
You may do as you wish, sir. I am not opening the gates.
I don't like the look of it, my lady.
At the moment, we've nothing to fear, Will. There are only a few soldiers out there. We could hold the castle against them until doomsday.
Oh, I hope you're right, my lady. I hope you're right.
Don't think you've won, my lady. We are not leaving Wardour. We shall lay siege to the castle if necessary. And if that doesn't succeed, we shall blow the building to pieces.
And we shall wait until that time comes, Sir Edward.
You are a fool, madam.
Probably. Good day to you, Sir Edward. Come, Will. We must go to the stores and plan some system of rationing.
He's riding away, my lady.
I expect to set up camp.
Oh, I wonder how long we've got.
Long enough to prepare our defense against the siege he's promised us.
Mama! Why are you still sitting by the window?
What else is there to do, child?
Do you think the roundheads will attack us?
I thought so this morning, but when I saw where they brought more soldiers, but they're still sitting there.
There must be over 1,000 men out there by now. For how long could we hold the castle?
Your father-in-law said we must hold it to the last extremity. And that's what I'm going to do. Are you afraid of dying, Cecily?
I don't know. I think I'm afraid of the manner in which I shall die. But it's the children for whom I'm most afraid. Why should they become part of this terrible war?
See who's at the door, child.
Yes, ma'am. Why, Will Coombs, what's happened?
I must see my lady.
Come in, Will.
I'm sorry to bother you, my lady, but I'm afraid we're in for some trouble.
We're in trouble already, Will. What more could there be?
I've been up in the central tower, which overlooks the hills. The roundheads have reinforcements arriving from Shaftesbury. They've brought siege guns.
Siege guns? So they've at last decided to do something about us, have they? Is everyone armed, Will?
Yes, my lady. What 50 men can do against 1,000, I really don't know.
Only 24 of our men, including Will, have been trained as soldiers. The rest are just old men and boys.
The women shall fight, too. Each is able to load a musket, if she can do nothing else.
Do you think they'll rush the walls, Will?
Oh, I doubt it, my lady. That'd mean losing too many fighting men. Now, they're more likely to bombard us into submission.
So they're tired of sitting there waiting for us to starve. We must prepare ourselves. Take the children to the central tower, Cicely. They should be safe enough there for a while.
What will you do?
Will and I must prepare for battle.
Oh, how much longer will this bombardment last?
Cicely, why are you here? Go back to the children.
I can't stand not knowing what's happening. Oh, Mama, we'll never defeat them.
We can only do our best. This musket's ready, Will. Take it and let me load the other.
Thank you, my lady.
Oh, please don't stand here. You could be killed.
Do as I tell you, Cecily. Go to the children. They'll be frightened without you.
I'm not good company for them. They know I'm afraid. How can you stand fighting night and day? It's been going on for so long.
And we'll go on forever if need be. Do as I say, Cecily. Go to the children.
Oh, very well, Mama.
Why don't you go down with the lady, Cecily, my lady? You must be tired.
And leave you all to fight the battle? What do you take me for?
You're a brave woman, and we're proud to be fighting at your side.
The guns. They've stopped firing.
Are you all right, my lady?
What's happening, Will? Can you see?
Not too well from here, my lady. Smoke's too heavy. Perhaps they're changing position.
Look over there. Surely that's Hungerford walking towards us.
Yes, that's him. What does he want?
He's carrying a white flag. He wants to talk to us.
Well, let's hope what he has to say is worth hearing.
Lady Arundel! Where is Lady Arundel?
Will you answer him?
What else can I do?
I'm here, Sir Edward.
We are here to offer you conditions of surrender, madam.
The fool does he think...
Listen to him, my lady. See what it is he's offering.
Well, Sir Edward?
Surrender the castle to Parliament, and in return, your retainers shall be given their freedom.
And my family, Sir Edward? What will happen to them?
You will be taken to Shaftesbury.
As prisoners?
Naturally. Did you expect otherwise? You are enemies of state.
You are wrong, Sir Edward. It is you who are the traitors. We are loyal to the king. This is our only crime.
Will you accept our conditions?
Does this freedom of which you speak also apply to the men of my household?
Only the women will be set free.
And the men?
They will be hanged.
You expect me to accept such conditions?
Perhaps you should listen to him, my lady. Think of the children as well.
I am thinking of the children. I am thinking of us all.
You have an hour in which to make up your mind. If you refuse, we shall raise the castle to the ground.
Do what you wish, Sir Edward. When my husband left Wardour, I promised to hold the castle to the end. And that is what I intend doing.
My lady.
Oh, what is it? Has something happened? I was asleep.
Forgive me for waking you, but those roundheads are worrying me.
Sorry, well, I'm befuddled with sleep.
They're bringing up petards to the gates.
They'll try to break into the castle.
I'm afraid that's what we've got to expect.
Claire, they'll try to blast down the doors. What chance do we stand for?
I'd say practically none, m'lady. But that's not all. Hal Simpkins says they're preparing the fireballs to hurl through the windows.
Come, Will. We must go down and look.
If only I hadn't had to rouse you, m'lady. You've had little enough sleep over the past few days. But this could be the end of the siege.
Oh, well, it can't be true. We've all fought so hard. We must do something to stop them. Where are Cecily and the children?
In the vaults, my lady. We felt they'd be safer there. My lady, before we go any further, listen to me. I don't know how to say this, but...
Go on, Will. What is it you have to say?
For the sake of the children, you're going to have to surrender. Castle is only a possession. The name of Arundel is the thing that must be handed down. You can take no chances with the lives of your grandchildren.
You're right, of course. But there's nothing much else I can do.
The castle can't stand more of this battering, my lady. If we let it continue, the building will fall about our ears. What's worse, not one of us will come out alive. There's already 3 men and 1 woman badly injured. Come to the window, my lady. Do you see that group of soldiers by the gates? Sir Edward's amongst them.
Yes, I can see him.
Call him, my lady. He'll hear you from there.
Sir Edward!
He's looking up.
Good day to you, my lady.
The time has come for us to discuss the siege together. We'll open the gates and you and your commanders can enter the castle.
Very well. We agree to that.
I've done it, Will. That was the first step to surrender. Will my husband mind?
I think you'll agree that this is the last extremity, my lady.
Lady Arundel, I'm proud to meet you. You're not only a very valiant woman, but you're also a very wise one.
I've no time for pleasantries now, Sir Edward. Let me tell you what I have to say, and then we can make final arrangements.
As you will.
I've held this castle against you for 6 days. I'm unable to hold out any longer.
I'm amazed you've held out as long as this.
I am prepared to surrender Wardour to Parliament on certain conditions.
I hardly think it's up to you to make conditions, my lady.
Probably not. However, I want you to know that my people and I are prepared to fight on until all of us are dead, if necessary. At the same time, I must, if it is possible, save the people I love.
And your conditions, my lady?
Freedom for every person, man, woman, and child, in this castle.
And the men of your household?
They are to remain here, not as prisoners, but as free men, to see that my husband's property is well cared for.
Your conditions are accepted.
And now a favor.
Ask it.
That I may be allowed to take my daughter-in-law and grandchildren and my husband's steward, Will Coombs, with me.
Where do you plan to go, my lady?
To Oxford, to join my husband.
That we will discuss later. If you will allow my troops to enter the castle, I shall see that you are well treated.
Thank you, Sir Edward. We shall open the gates to your soldiers at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning.
you trust him. What else could you do? You surrendered in good faith. Surely you could expect the Roundheads to keep their word.
Oh, well, we're prisoners of war, and that's all there is to it.
How long must we stay in Shaftesbury?
Until the king or parliament ends this terrible war.
As long as the children are safe, I shall be happy.
They'll be safe, my dear. I can't imagine the soldiers of parliament would ill-treat two little boys.
Look,
there's Shaftesbury at last. Now it's good to be home, even though we are prisoners.
Mama, there's news.
Cicely, what is it?
They say we're moving from Shaftesbury.
Moving? Where to?
Sir Edward tells me that the parliamentarians believe Shaftesbury is no longer safe as a prison for those who support the king.
The Cavaliers are coming?
I don't know. He wouldn't say.
When do we leave?
Today.
But that's ridiculous. It gives us no time to... Cicely, I've made up my mind. I won't leave Shaftesbury. Our home here is comfortable, and I won't start all over again somewhere else. Besides, I must be within reach of Wardour Castle. When the war ends and Thomas comes home, I want to be there, waiting for him. No, I won't leave this town.
And if they're determined? I tell you, Mama, Sir Edward will be here any minute now to ask whether you're ready to leave.
He's told you where we're going.
To Bath.
Bath? It can't be. Will tells me that...
Mama. Mama, what is it?
Oh, nothing. Nothing, my child. Just something I thought of. It's not important. Cecily?
Yes?
Fetch my wrap. I've decided to go to bed.
You're going to bed now?
Yes, I think so. I've always felt that bed is best for a cold. Besides, I can't possibly leave Shaftesbury when I'm ill in bed, can I?
Oh, Mama, you're impossible. He'd be furious. Oh, I wish I had your courage and determination.
As I've frequently told you before, Cecily, it comes with age and experience.
Oh, you better hurry. He's here.
I'm in bed. Now pull the blankets up for me and then open the door.
Right.
There, that's it.
Ah, Sir Edward. You want to see Lady Arundel, I believe. Well, I'm afraid my mother's not very well. She's gone to bed.
I'm sorry.
You wanted to see me?
I certainly did, madam. I have been given orders that you and your family shall leave for Bath today.
Oh, upon my soul. What a ridiculous thought. I'm ill and in no fit state to travel to a city where there's an epidemic of plague.
Plague?
I don't understand.
You are sending as many cavaliers as you are able to Bath in order that they may die a natural death. That's it, isn't it?
What do you take us for, my lady?
Exactly what you are, Sir Edward. Devils incarnate.
Human, prepare to carry Lady Arundel to her carriage.
No! No, I won't allow it. Leave her alone.
You are very foolish, Sir Edward. You know the reputation of the Arundels in the West Country?
What has that to do with it?
I'd say you might jeopardize your popularity with the people there if Lady Blanche Arundel were to die on your hands during a journey to Bath. Close the curtain, Cecily, dear. I want to rest.
Yes, Mama.
Very well, my lady. You've won the first round. You and your daughter-in-law may stay in Shaftesbury.
Mama! My sons, what are they doing at the front door?
Lady Cicely, you and Lady Arundel may stay here. But your sons must leave Shaftesbury immediately.
You're not taking them to Bath.
If we think it necessary to take
them... I won't let you. Oh, you're devils.
Cicely, my dear, calm yourself.
Mama, you don't understand. The children are already on horseback. They're taking them to Bath, to the plague.
You're wrong, my lady. Your sons are to leave Shaftesbury, it's true. But they are going to Dorchester.
Alone? But they're only babies. Oh, Mama, you wouldn't let them do so.
Edward, wait.
Why, Lady Arundel, how good to see you out of bed. Your health has returned.
For the children's sake.
I can assure you, madam, nothing will happen to them.
Oh, have pity. Please have pity.
Close the door, yeoman, and then bolt it.
No! No, I won't let you!
Cicely, my dear, wait. Sir Edward, let me...
We are not interested in you, my lady. It's the children we want. They can be educated to the right way of thinking.
Oh, Robin, it's you after all this time.
Mother, you're safe.
Oh, my dear, where have you been?
Mother, I have bad news. You must be brave.
It's Thomas. is dead.
Yes, my dear. Father died of wounds 3 days after the Battle of Lansdowne.
He asked me to hold Wardour. I failed him. And now he's dead.
And we have taken Shaftesbury. We'll retake Wardour Castle at the earliest opportunity.
Robin, is this true?
They say our chances are good.
When do we start?
We?
Do you think I'd let you go alone?
But we're going to fight, Mother.
I am accustomed to fighting. When do we leave?
In a week's time. I shall collect a small force of assault troops, and then we'll lay siege to the castle until they surrender. Whatever happens, I shall retake it in Father's name.
And I shall be beside you when you ride through the gates once more.
Like bulldogs will. They won't let go.
What shall we do, my lord?
There's only one thing left to do. Undermine the walls and towers.
Destroy Wardour Castle altogether?
Yes. Mother, you do see that that is what we've got to do, don't you?
Yes, my son, I see.
It means you'll no longer be able to live there.
Oh, my dear Robin. I, too, would destroy it rather than see all that your father and his ancestors have worked for fall into the hands of the Roundheads.
You're a brave woman.
No, my son, I'm not brave. Tired of fighting. But until it's time to rest, come, Robin, Third Lord of Arryn, let us go into battle. Oh, how our home has changed, my son.
It's been through a great deal, Mother. Hungerford shattered the banqueting hall, and we have damaged the walls and western towers.
I'm glad your father didn't live to see it as it is today. It would have broken his heart.
My lady! Oh, my lady!
Yes, Will, what is it?
My lady, the king has been defeated.
Oh, no. Where? How did it happen?
Cromwell's troops have defeated King Charles at Naseby.
What does it mean, Robin?
The end of an era, Mother.
And yet we must fight on.
Yes, we must fight on. We'll not win the battle, I'm afraid. I swear that within the year, Cromwell will be ruling England. But one day, perhaps not too far ahead, either Charles or his son will sit on the throne once more.
I pray you're right, my son.
I'm sure I am. Come, Mother. Let's go back to Sicily. And now that the fighting's over, I can reclaim my sons. Our job at Wardour Castle is done.
Every Saturday night at 9 o'clock, we bring you a true story that has made headlines in Scoop.